From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations are set out for Syrian peace talks. The UN Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest round of international diplomacy designed to end nearly 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are scheduled to open Friday in Geneva. The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, says it has received an invite. Salim Mezlat is a spokesman in Riyadh.
We look really positive, positively to participate. But there are many things, there is a resolution 2254, Article 12 and 13, there are something about humanitarian, issues. This is for us is more important than any political discussion.
The group, which is expected to decide its participation Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes. The lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory is a precondition. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, said it hasn't been invited. Russia wants to include it. Turkey remains opposed, linking them to Kurdish separatists. Meanwhile, in Syria Tuesday, a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs killed at least 22 and wounded more than 100. Islamic State claimed responsibility. At least three people were injured as police fired tear gas to disperse youths protesting Ebola restrictions that have halted market activity in Sierra Leone's northern Cambia district. The restrictions follow the discovery of at least two cases of the deadly virus in the wake of the death of a 22-year-old woman from Ebola. Dozens of people have been quarantined. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free January 14th. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament passed a controversial new law aimed at deterring people from seeking asylum. Danish lawmakers overwhelmingly passed the so-called jewelry bill, allowing authorities to seize some assets of asylum seekers to help pay for their stay. The measure also adds to the delay for family reunifications. Adrian Edwards is with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
It runs the risk of fueling sentiments of fear and discrimination rather than promoting solidarity with people in need of protection. On the limited access to family reunification, we just remind people of the point that family unity is a fundamental principle in international law, and it's very much part of Denmark's obligations.
The Scandinavian country took in a record 20,000 asylum seekers last year. Meanwhile, the European Union is considering allowing member states in the passport-free Schengen zone to reintroduce border checks for up to 2 years as a way to control the flow of migrants and refugees. A UN panel is asking the Security Council to set up an inquiry into alleged violations of international law by both sides in Yemen. They say not a single humanitarian pause to alleviate the suffering of the Yemeni people has been fully observed by any party or coalition. The experts say more than 80% of the population is in dire need of food and medical care. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, having met with his Chinese counterpart Wednesday, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, said China and the U.S. will accelerate efforts to reach agreement on a new U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at North Korea following its latest nuclear test. Mr. Kerry said it would involve significant new measures to curtail the North's ability to advance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Early this month, Pyongyang conducted a widely condemned fourth nuclear test. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar, speaking in Kampala Tuesday, said he won't return to his country because the government of President Salva Kiir has violated last year's peace agreement.
Once you hear that the parties have agreed on a draft of a constitution, and the draft is taken to the Transitional National Assembly, and the assembly has passed it, the next day I will be in Juba.
Machar said the government's decision to create 28 new states from the original 10 violates the August peace agreement. An al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group has claimed to have kidnapped a Swiss nun in northern Mali. According to the site intelligence group, a video was released by the group al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, claiming to have abducted Beatrice Stockley, who was based in Timbuktu. The group is demanding release of members held by the Malian government and International Criminal Court. Asian stocks were generally higher in Wednesday trading, but oil prices resumed their slide. After posting gains on Tuesday, oil now trading at about $30 to $31 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.